You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live with me, Ashley Burgess, here on 570 KLIF. Or guess what? You can listen on iHeartRadio. You can go to www.iheart.com, enter KLIF, enter again, and guess what? You're listening to the show. It's a miracle. It's a miracle of modern science and industry. You know, it's really cool. But anyway, last week we had a really great show, and for that matter, the last, I don't know how many Sundays, have been really awesome shows because we've been discussing real issues, timeless stuff, things that you don't hear about. You don't hear about it anywhere else. Let's see. Later on this hour, we have J.R. Atkins joining us with the Perspectives Pulse, as well as I have Dr. Mario Martinez joining me this evening. He's a neuropsychologist, and he's got that book out, The Mind-Body Code. He's also the founder of the biocognitive science, which is pretty cool. He's going to be weighing in on some of the issues I'm talking about, so it should be great. More validity here on Perspectives. And, you know, later on tonight, we're going to be talking about how that whole concept of change and how we can have that kind of that phobia, that changer's remorse, right? You know how when you buy something, you buy a car, you buy clothes for women buy shoes, you know, or you guys, you buy, you know, a different iPad or a computer or something like that. And sometimes, you know, you get home and you're so happy and you're just like, this is so awesome. I'm so happy I got this. And you're kind of on cloud nine and you got pep in your step and you're getting up a little earlier. It's kind of the same thing with change. And then all of a sudden you start thinking, did I buy the right thing? Was that what I should have gotten? I don't know. And then you start having that remorseful feeling. And that's why, like, car companies have a lot of ads on TV because they want to say, it's all good. You did the right thing. And so changer's remorse is kind of the same thing. You make this big change, right? So you make this change because what? You're doing the right thing for yourself. You know that this relationship is not good for you, right? You know it. You know it's going nowhere fast. And you end it. But then after a few days, after being on cloud nine and saying, woohoo, I'm all that. Oh, yes, I'm making my life. You know, I'm plowing the fields. I'm doing my own road. You know, I'm going down the road that's less traveled. And then you start wondering, oh, my gosh, I think I did the wrong thing. I really think I screwed up. I think I did. I don't know what to do. And that's kind of changes remorse because we deal with it because we've been bred that way. You know, our environment, the way we were raised, our family. It's not like good, bad, or indifferent, but the way you're raised really constitutes how you feel and what you do in life. And that can aid and abet in you not changing. And we all hear that comment, right? People never change. Eh, they do. They do. But you got to be cognizant of it. You got to be conscious of it. And you definitely have to be listening to Perspectives with me, Ashley Burgess here. Because I'm going to help this change nation happen for the right. But let's talk about some stuff that's recently going on in the news. You know, I always like to check up on stuff and see what's up. You know, we all have that one friend, right? That friend that you know that kind of sometimes wears their emotions on their sleeve. You know, that friend that gets really mad at you. Gets really mad at you one night at dinner, you know, or maybe you're at the bar. And the next day you're on Facebook, right? And you're looking at your friends. You're going to look at your friend's Facebook page, maybe post something, maybe say, hey, what's up? Howdy, you know. And you realize they've defriended you. I mean, really? And, you know, let's say this. So let's change Facebook, right, to Twitter. So, you know, instead of Facebook, put Twitter in that. And instead of your drunken friend, put Alec Baldwin in there. Okay, so now we're not with Facebook and your drunk friend. We're with Twitter and we're with Alec Baldwin. Okay, it's kind of similar, right? Okay, so Baldwin deleted his Twitter account on Thursday, lashing out at the UK Daily Mail for claiming in a story that his wife was tweeting upbeat posts, happy posts, while the couple attended James Gandolfini's funeral. And if you know, James Gandolfini was the guy that everybody talks about, you know, on the HBO special, and he passed away, I believe, from a heart attack. I'm not really sure. But in the same day, Alec fired his publicist as well. And, you know, he's heaping scorn on this newspaper reporter, and the guy's name is George Stark. And he called him a toxic little queen. and threatened that he was going to blank him up. And so the reporter apparently pointed to the tweets by Baldwin's wife about wedding and anniversary gifts and an upcoming appearance on the Rachel Ray Show. And, you know, this isn't the first time that Baldwin has gone AWOL from Twitter. Baldwin quit the microblogging site for a brief spell in December of 2011. And I think a lot of y'all remember that because I think it made the front page. I mean, you know, there's like wars and outright, you know, and outcries and death and dying dismemberment. But I know that he made the front page over all that back in December of 2011, launching a tirade, right, against American Airlines. Only to return a month later, I'm sure he got millions of followers instantaneously. And he deactivated his account shortly as well after he and his wife tied the knot in July of 2012. And he simply wrote, you know, hey, it's been fun. So, you know, I see that there's kind of a growing trend. She probably didn't make those texts during the funeral, but you know what? It seems relevant that he's got his emotions on his sleeve. So, you know, in other recent news, you got J.R. Taylor. And J.R. Taylor's J.Lo's choreographer. And he tweeted, I guess this was last night, so this was in the last 24 hours. He tweeted, The Turkmenistan breeze feels amazing at night, kids. I wonder where all my Turkmenistan followers are. Hit me up. So J.R. Taylor, he tweeted that on the 28th. And J.Lo was paid by the China National Petroleum Company to sing happy birthday to a highly repressive and brutal dictator. And that's also been stated by Human Rights Watch and activists. And J.Lo today has apologized for performing at the birthday celebration on the grounds that she didn't know that the dictator was a bad guy. She hasn't disclosed her payment amount. It's believed to be in the multi-millions. But by the way, FYI, the funny thing about the Twitter thing is that Twitter is banned in Turkmenistan. It's banned. So if J.R. Taylor's looking for a bunch of followers, sorry, buddy, they can't even get on Twitter because it's not even in the country. Not even allowed. Lastly, okay, to add insult to injury. I mean, this is major insult to injury. I just can't believe we deal with this. I can't believe that us as a nation, us as human beings, listen to this. But Justin Bieber's back in the news again. Yes, yes, yes. He's always in the news for something. And it's not been anything good. I mean, the guy's not giving back to homeless kids. He's not helping society as a whole, right? What he's done this time is he's exiled his pet monkey to Germany. And the poor monkey's sad because he just got rid of it because he didn't like it anymore. As well as he punched his grandmother in the face. And I guess she's in the hospital. I don't know what's going on. And he's running around with a married woman. My gosh. I mean, I don't know what to say. I think that it would be kind of a funny reality show, though, to put Justin Bieber on an island all by himself. Maybe like that movie Castaway, where it's just him and a volleyball. You know, just him and the volleyball talking for a while. We can watch it. And you know what? I really hope that volleyball comes back, because I like playing volleyball every now and again. You know, it is what it is. Anyway, good luck, Justin Bieber, with that life. Hope you get some changes made. Anyway, on last week's Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, we discussed what happened after you make the changes you need to make in your life. And, you know, change takes great power. And with change usually comes some type of what? Confrontation. What is it? Confrontation is our friend, guys. I'm telling you, it really is our friend. You know, after the confrontation, we're in a spot. We're in a place we're rarely in. We're in this fight or flight mode. You know, we're feeling good. We got this feeling in us. Unfortunately, though, after that, we can become a little lost. We can become confused and a little disappointed because there's a little bit of a letdown because we're not fighting as much anymore. We're not fighting. We're not having to keep fighting. And it's hard to stop the fight because we're in that mode. We can't calm down. We can't relax. And, you know, because the insanity card has been making us feel like we've been taking crazy pills for such a long time, at least since we can remember, right? We have to then recalibrate our life. Recalibration. And when we recalibrate things, it begins with dealing with the change that we've made by mourning this loss and moving forward in one's life. So even though you make this change that you know is good for you, we still have to kind of mourn the loss of it, because it's not just the loss of that particular little tiny situation. It's the change of your entire behavior. Because if you're moving past somebody that, let's say, is passive-aggressive or just aggressive or just violent, if you're able to put that behind you, make that change in your life because you know what's right for you, go past everything that you were kind of raised to think, because our environment and the people that raised us really kind of mold us, okay? And they help us see the world as it is. And so if we believe something when we're young to be the way it is all the time, we accept it. And when you're able to get past that, sometimes you have to mourn that, because it's not only a loss with that situation, it's also something that's lost in you, which is good. You're moving on from it, but you still have to accept the fact that it's a change in your life. You know, so when we change careers, we change career paths, we change friends, we change our lifestyles, we get out of a relationship, yada, 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 come on, we know the rest. These big changes that we have to spend a little time mourning their loss, and then we can move on to what? To better our lives. And that's what's so important, because, you know, we're trying to better our lives. We're trying to do the right thing. We're trying to do the right thing by other people as well as ourselves. And so it has to start with us. So, okay, so you got to stay tuned. We got a lot coming on in this hour, man. This is the Perspectives. Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. This is the show. It's a rocking show tonight. So stay tuned. We got Dr. Mario Martinez. We got J.R. Atkins. We got the Perspectives Pulse. And we got more coming along. So keep it on 570 KLIF or keep it on iHeartRadio. And guess what? Yeah, you know it. We'll be back in two shakes.